With Danny Strigo from Orono, Minnesota, Long Lake to be exact. And first of all, welcome to the show.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about your season. How do you feel you're doing so far? I know you get an opportunity on special teams especially and still trying to crack into a very deep defensive end rotation.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to do my part here. Right now I'm a younger guy. We got a solid defense, a good defense going here, a lot of older guys that have a lot of experience. So I get my chance to do my thing on special teams right now to help the team out in all the ways that I can, whether it's on kickoff return or the other special teams that I'm on. I get to go out, do my part, and help them get good field position or stuff like that.
When you come from a high school program where you're probably the best player on the team and an all-state player and an all-metro player and all of that, and then now you have to kind of bide your time. You got a Boye Mafe and a Thomas Rush and a Seizi Atomiwo, and you know, hey, this is the deal. They've been here a while. I'm going to learn from them. How hard is that, though, to still kind of sit and watch and try to develop that way?
You know, it's a learning process. You go from everybody on the team was usually that guy on their team. They were that starting guy, probably the best guy on the team, and you come to a college program anywhere, and you've got all those guys that were the best guys on their team. So, you know, having Big O and Boye and Thomas, having those guys to learn from, it's just incredible because those guys have been through their downs. They've been in my position before, and they've learned from it, and they're super great leaders. They've been able to teach me the ropes, and so when it is my time to come, I've been able to learn from their mistakes and learn from what they've done well, and it's just been tremendous.
What kind of things do they tell you as you, sit and get your weight to get your chance, in terms of an every down player?
You know, one of the things, Thomas is a super analytical guy, and so he's always talking about, like, know your responsibility, know this, know that, and Boye is more of, like, whenever I get, like, all fed up, like, if I mess up, I'm young, I mess up, it just happens. You get a little frustrated with yourself. He's always there, but Thomas is too. Just there to tell me, hey, take a deep breath. Like, you're going to be all right. Like, you just need to take a deep breath. It's all going to be okay. Go out next play. They've both been harping on me, just short-term memory. Wipe that play off. It's gone. Learn from it and come back, respond the next play.
You come from an athletic family. You have two brothers who currently wrestle, or one still wrestles in the Big Ten. They both wrestled in the Big Ten, right?
Yes, yeah, they both. My oldest brother, Jackson, he wrestled out at Michigan. He's graduated now. Bobby, he wrestles there now. And then I had an older sister, too, that played volleyball at Wisconsin River Falls. So, long line of athletes.
Yeah, no doubt. What was that like growing up?
It was awesome. Being a wrestler myself growing up in high school, having those two older guys, once again, to learn from and grow from, to be able to push me to my best. And then have an older sister, athletic older sister. She was there, older than me, there to whoop me around a little bit until I got bigger, knock me into place sometimes. But it was great to be able to learn from all of them.
You were telling me before we came on the air that your parents at one point decided we just got to go with hardwood floors because so much wrestling around and activity in the house.
Yeah, we have wrestling mats in our basement, but we don't always make it to the wrestling mats. Sometimes it's just right in the middle of the family room. So I think that was the motivation behind the hardwood floors in my parents' house, just to limit that. I'm not sure if it's worked or not, but I think that was the motivation.
So you had a sister at River Falls, two brothers at Michigan. You decided to stay home. Take us through that decision.
You know, to be honest, I wasn't really thinking about football until the winter of my junior year. I'd been wrestling longer than I've been playing football, and I got a few interested parties that came in and offered me scholarships, and then I was feeling it out a little bit. I still was kind of set on wrestling, obviously with the line of wrestlers in my family, but I talked to Minnesota in June, and something was a little bit different with them. There were a few past coaches that I had talked to that I was like, okay, I like it, but I didn't really think it was home. When I came here, like, the coaches were all on the same page. They're a really tight-knit group, and seeing the team coming out in the games and the practices, they were just a tight-knit team. Like, it was really a family, and that's what kind of drew me in here. And it kind of hurt not being able to go continue wrestling with my brothers, but you know, I get to go out on my own path now and make a name for myself. So
yeah, you'll have your own legacy, and it'll be right here. How has it been, too, to have your family, you know, just down the road to come and watch, whether it's even a practice or at a game, or maybe even drive home if you want to, you know, hang out for a minute?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, they've been at every game so far this year. They were at most of the games last year, at least the ones that they were able to go to with COVID and all. But it's awesome being able to chase home for birthdays, for family dinners. Our whole family was together this summer for the first time in about a year. And I know that made my parents excited. It made it really easy on them, having me so close to home, being able to come home whenever they needed help with something.
And then also from that standpoint, you know, to run out of that tunnel and have all the home state fans too, what's that experience like? Because I hear from the home state guys especially, that's pretty cool.
It's incredible. I mean, you think you have it a little bit in high school with some of those big games, but you get here, man, that's incredible. Especially coming off last year, having just a few fans in the stands, that first game running out of the tunnel, and every game since then, even Miami, Colorado, like you saw all the loyal fans that traveled out there. That was incredible, being able to run out of that tunnel, not even be able to hear your own thoughts with the crowd. It's a truly amazing feeling.
All right, I got to ask you, if you and Gable Steveson were able to kind of try to, right here on the practice field as we tape this interview, would you have anything for him?
I'd have to dust off the books, but I don't know if it'd be enough.
Have you been following what he's been doing, and how cool is that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool to watch. I mean, coming from a wrestling background, I still follow the sport heavily, obviously, with my brothers, but, you know, he's really done something special with the sport, and he's been able to really open up and get people's eyes in, bring that viewership in that it didn't have in the past, and that's really incredible.
Yeah, now he's got he's going to go to the pro wrestling and try to do a college wrestling at the same time. That's pretty neat. As far as guys on the team, are there any others on the team here, the Gopher football team I'm talking, that had wrestled that you can kind of spar with, so to speak?
I don't know about any other wrestlers. I think DJ Gordon might have wrestled in high school, but I haven't really rolled around with any of the other. Like, I'll play around with some of them sometimes. They'll try to step up, but it's just all fun and games. Nothing too serious.
Nothing too serious. Well, maybe someday you'll get that singlet back on at some point, but for now it's the shoulder pads and the thigh pads, and we're having fun watching you.
Oh yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, he's Danny Strigo.